Hey, what is up, you guys? This is Cero the Antagonist, and you're listening to the Cero Speaks podcast. Now, this episode, I'm just going to give you an update. So it's not a full-on episode, it's just an update episode. But basically, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build this little brand that I'm trying to make, right? And there's different aspects to it that I want to do. I'm going to explain to you guys maybe a little bit more in depth later my actual plans, but I want to have a YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and slowly grow all those social media accounts, and then eventually make some sort of business out of it with the following that I'm trying to get related, most likely related to like an anime, manga type stuff. I don't think I would go the direction of like MMA type merchandise or anything like that. I'm not trying to sell that kind of stuff. That's just stuff that interests me that I talk about on the podcast. But when in regards to an actual business, I think the anime manga direction is better for me, simply because you guys already know that I like writing, so all that stuff kind of ties in together a little bit better. Now, there's levels to this shit. Right now, I wanted to do the podcast because I feel like it's easier for you guys to get to know me through my word, through my voice, through my opinions on the podcast, as opposed to me posting on Twitter and stuff like that. Because obviously, text and images can get misconstrued. The meaning can get misconstrued. But if I'm talking, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Most of you. If you got common sense, you guys know what I'm trying to say most of the time. And I feel like it's easier for you guys to relate to me and my voice and my personality that way, and maybe start to kind of like me as like my personality, right? As opposed to, hey, this is just some dude that posts random shit on Instagram and Twitter. But you actually hear my voice, you kind of see my person, or you hear my personality a little bit. So I feel like this was the best direction to go at the time. But now that I got a decent amount of you guys listening on a consistent basis, I can't interact with you guys. A majority of my listeners are on A majority of my listeners are on other podcasting sites. I got some on Apple, some on Spotify, a couple on Anchor, but a majority are on other. So y'all can't, when I ask you guys to, like, hey, give me some feedback, a lot of you guys might actually want to give me some feedback, but can't, right? So I'm going to make it a little more accessible to actually interact with me and give me some, that way you guys can give me some topics or just give me your opinion on whatever I'm talking about. Now, I decided the first logical step for me is going to be an Instagram. So my goal with this Instagram is to grow it to about 1,000 followers. It's really not that much. Just once I get 1,000 followers on Instagram, I think that's a good enough number to where then I can start focusing on another form of social media. That one's already getting off the ground. Then I get another form of social media, which would be a Twitter. And then eventually leading into YouTube when I have the time, because things are starting to happen a little bit differently in my life, and I think some time is going to start to clear up. So I'm going to have more time to dedicate to this. So that's why I decided to implement this now. So I already created my Instagram. There's literally nothing on there. It's just my name. No content whatsoever. I still am trying to figure out. Now, the Instagram, just so you guys are with me on what I'm trying to do, the Instagram is going to be only anime and manga. I am not going to be talking about MMA or anything like that. I might mention stuff like that in a story, or if I do mention something like that, I'm going to have to weave in some anime and manga kind of stuff. That way you guys, like, I want to be consistent when it comes to the Instagram. So let's say I might, if I want to give my opinion on the fight that I saw last week, I might make a meme with like a anime character and then put a caption that's regard like, oh, my reaction to, you know, fucking Anderson Silva losing or some shit like that, right? Something like that. Something around that nature. That's what I want you guys to kind of see what I'm going to do. And then my stories, I might do something with my stories yet. I haven't had a social media in a long time, a couple years now. So this shit's changed so much. Once I got the I turned on the Instagram and shit and logged in. I was like, oh shit, this shit's way different. I have zero followers right now, so I'm starting from scratch. And I'm not, I don't like when it comes to this kind of this personality I'm trying to, the brand I'm trying to build. I'm not the type of person that sits there and adds all my friends. I'm literally gonna add one person that I know personally, and that's it. Everything else is gonna be the brand. Like my podcast, I think one person knows that I have a podcast that I actually know personally. Everybody else is organic growth and people that are genuinely interested in what I'm trying to do. Once I start growing these aspects of social media separately, then I'm gonna obviously, you know, link them all together. For anybody that's on the new followers that I'm gonna get on Instagram, I'm gonna direct them to the podcast and vice versa. Same with like when I get a Twitter, when I get a YouTube, all that stuff. So all this stuff's slowly gonna start growing. Now, am I expecting this to be huge? No, I'm not. I just want, I have a lot of opinions and I like to voice my opinions, so I wanna get that out there. And if I'm gonna have some sort of business relating to this, I wanna be able to interact with you guys. And so that's the idea for the Instagram. It's already there. It is Sero the Antagonist, one word. That's it. Just S-E-R-O the Antagonist. One word, no dashes, nothing. I try to make it simple for now for you guys. That way it's pretty easy to find. I might change it later. I doubt it. It'll probably stay that way for a while. I don't have a picture. There's no content. If you want to go ahead and add me, go ahead and add me. I'll know who you are, or I'll know where you're from if you guys kind of follow me now, because, well, shit, nobody else is gonna know who the fuck that is if there's no picture, no nothing. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. Now the Twitter is gonna be a lot more formatted like my podcast. Whatever I want to talk about, it's gonna be anime, MMA, manga, writing, whatever the fuck is on my mind. Politics, I doubt politics, but it's just throwing shit out there. Whatever the fuck I want to talk about, basically. And then the YouTube is going to be the same. It's going to be whatever I want to talk about. It's going to be more or less just like my like the podcast. So with that being said, I would like to invite you guys to follow me on Instagram. I haven't had an Instagram in years. Give me some time. When it comes to Instagram, I want to have some pretty good content for you guys. So I'm going to, I have to kind of figure it out as I go. So I'm not sure what the anime community for an Instagrammer is like. So just bear with me. And I feel free to give me tips and anything you think that I might need to learn when it comes to building an Instagram account. So, and I might even put some of my old art, like some stuff when I was actually trying to be an artist. You know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a picture of my old art. It's a picture of Natsu, the Dragon Slayer, with what's it called? The fuck is it? God damn it. God of Destruction clothes on. So it's Natsu Dragneel with God of Destruction clothes on. I'm going to take a picture of it. It's just a little sketch that I did. I'm going to take a picture of it, post it on there as my fucking, cover picture. All right. So that way you'll at least know who I am, or you'll know what the fuck to look for. But yeah, I think that's it, right? Twitter. Oh yeah. I might eventually get a Snapchat too. And that'll just be me personally. Like just, I might let all you guys follow me in just my day. Fucking random thoughts, like little shit, like that little stuff that's too little to put on the podcast, but I have a quick opinion on. I haven't had a Snapchat in years either, so I don't even know how long you can record for on Snapchat. I think it's like 10 seconds. If I'm wrong, it might be I don't know if it's grown. I don't know if it's longer, shorter, but I might get a Snapchat eventually too. But all of this is gonna tie together, guys. So if you enjoy the podcast and you want to interact with me, feel free to follow me on Instagram one more time. Sero the Antagonist. S-E-R-O the Antagonist. One word. All right. Sero the Antagonist out.